Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. Life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
We didn't make any music, but we watched live music in performance at a brewery in Durango, Colorado, one of many things that my wife Kristen and I did over the course of a week-long Southwest road trip, a trip that we've done in different variations multiple times over the years. We love the desert. We love the Colorado Plateau region. And it was a terrific trip, but in some ways distinctly different from previous times that we've taken that trip. I want to hear from you. If you went to a place in the past few weeks, particularly recently, that you'd been to before, how was it different? Or were you surprised by how much it was the same as on your previous visits? If you went somewhere new to enjoy a vacation, even a short trip, 3-4 days, I'd like to hear what that was like for you. There were certainly some different experiences on this trip that we took last week, but I want to hear from you. Where did you go? Did you fly there? What was the experience like with the airport? The arrival at your destination. How did that destination appear to be affected by this late stage of COVID-19, by the pandemic, as we make our way through it? 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722, or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Before I tell you more about my trip, let's hear from Sue in Mission Viejo. Sue, where did you go, and what was it like?
Hi, Larry. I went to Maui twice this year. I went once in January for 3 weeks and a second time in April through May for 4 weeks.
Oh, my goodness.
When we landed at the airport in January, I drove the 40 miles from the airport to the condo and didn't see a single car. It was like a nuclear bomb had been dropped.
Wow.
There were no restaurants open. All the shops were closed up. Of course, it was 9 at night, so that's not unusual for Maui. But during the course of the 3 weeks I was on the island, I noticed there was an uptick in visitors. The roads got more crowded, but definitely not to a normal level. When we returned in April, there was definitely an increase. I would say probably double or triple what I had seen in February. And by the time I left in May, the joint was jumping.
Yeah, it's amazing, Sue. This is what stood out to me, is how many people were on the road, even driving back. I think it was Friday. We were driving from Durango, Colorado, to Flagstaff, Arizona. So we're going through the Navajo Nation on that trip, through towns like Kienta and Tuba City and down to Flagstaff. That's a road that I've driven many times over the years. And typically, you don't see a ton of cars, particularly in June. But I couldn't believe the number of cars. The gas stations were full of cars. And when we checked into our hotel that night in Flagstaff, I asked the guy at the desk, I said, you know, I noticed that hotels are pretty much full in Flagstaff. Is there something going on this weekend? He said, for the past 2 weeks, we have been booked solid. It's like everybody is taken to the road again. He said business is booming. But the big challenge that they and restaurants we went to and other hotels that we stayed at had, they didn't have enough employees. Not enough people have come back to work to fully staff. So even though they could, the restaurants could be open at 100% capacity, there were tables that were sitting empty as people were waiting outside for a table because there wasn't wait staff to be able to handle the full capacity. In hotels, we were encouraged to not have housekeeping services if we were okay with that. And it wasn't so much about COVID. It was they didn't have enough housekeepers. And I was talking with one of the housekeepers. I can't remember which hotel we were staying. It may have been Williams, Arizona. And she said, yeah, we're working till 9 o'clock at night to get the rooms cleaned because there just aren't enough of us. So that was quite eye-opening for me about what many of these tourist destinations are dealing with. They just can't get enough folks into those jobs. And I, you know, my concern is what that's going to mean financially for the restaurants, for the hotels, for other destinations. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Norman Lakewood says, the Southwest in June? Larry, how do you survive the heat? Well, we got on the road at 6:30 Saturday morning to come back to L.A. from Flagstaff because I saw the forecast for Needles was 122 on Saturday. So I'm not an early morning person, but I was to hit the road early. So we topped out at 111 in the Mojave Desert, I guess around Ludlow on our way back. 866-888-5722. And the reason, Norma, is that's when my wife ends her school year, and she desperately needs a break as soon as she's done in mid-June. And so that's why we typically take a trip. And it's difficult for me. I typically have a fun drive here at KPCC when she has her spring break. So we don't typically get to go anywhere together on spring break because I'm asking you for financial support while she's doing some sort of a break. 866-893-KPCC. Silas asked, Larry, were you close to any wildfires in Arizona? Yeah, there was one that was burning. They got it under control just north of Durango, Colorado, where we were for a couple of days. And that was one that was just sparked a day before we arrived. And we saw a train derailment. I have never come across a train derailment minutes after a BNSF train derailed in Laguna Puebla in New Mexico. We came across that one of the cars was on fire with black smoke coming up. They evacuated portions of the Pueblo there. As a result, there were no toxic chemicals, fortunately, on the train, but it was thick black smoke blowing away from Interstate 40. So fortunately, we weren't exposed to it, but the residents nearby, they went to the local elementary school because I've never, all the terrible car accidents I've seen in travel over the year, first train derailment come upon. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. We'll come back and take more of your calls in just 1 minute on Air Talk. It's Air Talk on KPECC. If you've taken an early summer vacation, I'd love to hear about it. I'm just back from a week-long road trip in the Southwest, visiting the Grand Canyon, Santa Fe, New Mexico, Durango, Colorado, and then back, just a week-long loop. Met up with an elementary school friend, my best friend from elementary school, Jim Stevens, who lives in Durango, and is a play-by-play foosball announcer, so famous. He's on ESPN, and he travels the world doing foosball announcing. In fact, he was just profiled in Foosballers, a documentary film that came out just about 2 years ago. So wonderful to catch up with my friend from Inglewood, from Sentinel Elementary School and Crozier Junior High in Inglewood, Jim Stevens. 866-893-KPECC. Let's talk with Zach in Long Beach. Zach, where did you go? What was it like?
We were up in Oakhurst, California, you know, going to Yosemite around Mother's Day. And for the most part, I would say everybody was masking, even down in Yosemite. People walking outside, they were either masked or not masked. but they were requiring you to go in the store masks. And when we were in Oakhurst, almost all the places you wore a mask when you were inside.
Yeah, yeah. So, all right. Thanks, Zach. I appreciate it very much. I don't know what that was in the background. I hope everything's okay. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Let's talk with Paul, also in Long Beach. Long Beach residents are clearly traveling. Paul, I understand you have a timeshare in Hawaii. Did you go there recently?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we just returned on Friday from 10 days there. We had about 8 family members with us, so we were a pretty big group. And thanks to the timeshare, it's a place we visited year after year and noticed a real difference this year. Tragically, some of the restaurants that we'd come to rely on for a good time and a great meal didn't survive the pandemic. There's a little village in Kauai called Koloa down on the south side of the island.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we heard 6 out of 10 restaurants probably won't survive the pandemic, and we missed them. And there were some very, very disciplined travel requirements. There's a travel app called Travel Hawaii that the Hawaiian folks are using to regulate
all the COVID rules and everything you have to go through. What about restaurants? Were you able to get tables in restaurants when you were there?
Well, ironically, my daughter and her husband went out, just the two of them, one night independently to try to find a restaurant to have a quiet meal in. And they had to hit 4 restaurants. Then they were turned away from the first 3 before they could finally get a table. And what they heard over and over was that the staffing in the restaurants has been a real challenge to maintain. A couple of folks indicated it was because of the generous unemployment benefits that were still being paid there. Some suggested that some of their staff people still had trouble finding folks to watch their children while they were working. So
that seems to be the thought, Paul, of multiple factors, depending on the individual. But, of course, for the business owners and for the customers, it's difficult when, you know, everything is booked and there just simply aren't enough people to work in those businesses. And that's coming off of, you know, what may be a year or more of the business being closed or operating at such limited capacity it wasn't profitable. Paul, appreciate it very much. 866-893-KPECC. Another Long Beach caller. I don't think we've had a Long Beach run like this in a long time. Steve, where did you head to recently?
Steve from Long Beach here. Yeah, we just got back last night from a 2-week trip up from Long Beach towards Lassa National Park up 395 and Bishop, and then over into Nevada and around there, and then back down 395 and here back home. Just got back, and my thoughts mirror exactly what you said here, is that we found that any number of places were either closing early or just didn't have enough staff, and it seemed to be that there was a lot of American travelers. The sentiment seemed to be also that there wasn't European travelers were not showing up. They're still not coming here, but Americans seem to be a pent-up desire to get out, but not enough help to staff the restaurants and hotels.
Yeah, Steve, it's interesting that this just seems to be universal. And I'm glad you brought up the international tourists, because in the American Southwest, there are typically large numbers of Europeans who come. Germany, Italy, elsewhere, from different Asian countries, but a lot of Europeans love the American West, probably because of the popularity of American Westerns, particularly for baby boomers in Europe. And I only overheard just a handful of European languages being spoken, including at the Grand Canyon, which typically sounds like the United Nations with all the languages that are being used by visitors along the south rim of the canyon. But as you say, these were American travelers looking to get out, travel domestically, and there seemed to be just a shocking absence of international travelers. Not shocking, of course, when you think about what's going on with COVID-19, but I'm just thinking compared to previous years, so very, very different. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it. Osvaldo in East Los Angeles, where are you back from?
We just came back. Hi, Larry. We just came back from Napa and Sonoma. We're celebrating our small honeymoon, what my wife and I like to call a mini moon. And it was our first time there, and it was great. It was a great experience to be in wine country.
And well, congratulations first on your wedding. That's terrific. Did you see the staff shortages there that we've been talking about so far?
Yes, absolutely. Normally, some of these vineyards allow walk-ins. It being our first time, we didn't realize we needed to make appointments in advance to visit the different vineyards. And it was really difficult for us to find some of the more popular places because of staffing issues. We asked if there were any flexibility, and that's basically what they echoed, that due to staffing issues, some of these vineyards were able to accommodate. Nonetheless, it was great, and we had a wonderful time.
Oh, that's, again, wonderful. And again, congratulations from your fellow Air Talk listeners. Osvaldo in East Los Angeles. Shane in West L.A. says, I went back 3 weeks ago for my cousin's bar mitzvah in Houston. I saw zero masking. This was before California reopened, but it seemed in Houston like things were really back to normal. LA resident tourist tweets, so many local attractions have been closed. We acquired a new appreciation for them. Thus, we're staycationing and visiting classic LA landmarks, museums, parks, then fanning out to Palm Springs, Santa Paula, San Gabriel Mountains and the coast, Capistrano to Santa Barbara. LA resident tourist, that sounds great. Thank you all for sharing your recent travel experiences and how it differs from previous times. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win, and the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.